This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your one-minute musical radio show for April 2012. Our guest is nationally known expert master teacher and composer and musician, Marcia Daft. Welcome to our show, Ms. Daft.
Thank you, Dr. Frank, for having me.
Marcia Daft, how do you integrate music and dance with teaching math and science, and what musical instrument do you play?
I work in the field of arts integrated teaching, and I created Moving Through Math and Moving Through Science, a series of DVDs, children's books, and instructional materials for teachers. These materials show educators how to integrate music and movement with math and science. Personally, I'm a professional pianist and a composer.
Did you grow up in a musical family? And when did you begin to study the piano?
Yes, my father and mother both played musical instruments. I started playing the piano at home. My mother was my first teacher. I had two older sisters who were already studying piano, so I started quite young myself, around 4 years old. I studied the piano continuously through elementary and high school, and I put myself through school on a music scholarship by accompanying for choirs and musical theater productions.
Did playing the piano help you to be a better student in school?
Yes, I was extremely disciplined. I got up and practiced before school in the mornings, and then I practiced again in the evenings. So playing a musical instrument certainly trains you to become focused and efficient in your use of time.
When did you become interested in math and science, and were you always at the top of your class in your academic studies?
Starting when I was about 8 or 9, my sister and I took the train into the city of Philadelphia on Saturdays to take science classes at the Academy of Natural Sciences, and we loved those classes. And we went to lectures by famous scientists, including Jacques Cousteau. And we watched a lot of National Geographic on television, and we read all the National Geographic magazines. And I was always a very good student in school in all subjects.
Where did you attend college, and what was your major? And did you continue to study and play the piano?
I went to college at Duke University, and I studied piano with an Israeli pianist by the name of Boaz Sharon, and I majored in biomedical engineering. Then I went to Salzburg, Austria, where I studied at the Mozart Camp with a teacher named Brigitte Engelhard-Dent. Then I went to the University of Chicago and got an MA in music and studied with many different professors. And finally, I went for my DALPROS training, and I studied with professors at Juilliard, Longy, and the University of Maryland.
How and when did you decide to teach science and math through music and dance to children?
Well, I've been working in this field for 20 years, connecting with classroom teachers and looking for creative and artistic ways to teach the curriculum. And these teachers have been asking me how to do what I do, and could I please put together my creative work so that other teachers could use it. So in 2009, I started this undertaking, and the first project I did was the Caterpillar to Butterfly DVD. This is the first arts-integrated instructional series ever produced, and it took me 2 years to create the first DVD. The reason is that arts-integrated teaching should be led in person by a highly skilled teaching artist. But this is not something that's going to be available to every child. So I wanted to convert this process to a DVD experience that any parent or teacher could use to bring the arts integrated learning to life with their own children. And the DVD has received numerous awards, and it's used by hundreds of teachers, and it's gotten lots of accolades from parents and educators. So I think we're really on the right track with helping parents and teachers learn about the importance of arts and education for children.
What is your website for ordering your award-winning DVD, Caterpillar to Butterflies, and for ordering your books?
Just go to www.marciadaft.com.
Thank you so much for being on our show.
Thank you, Dr. Frank.